In the world of modern technology, we open our laptops, scroll endlessly on our smartphones, send tons of data to the cloud, and we don't think twice about it. But have you ever wondered how we got to now with our personal devices? What it took were teams of engineers and programmers who had the vision and audacity to build new machines. I'm Saranya Barak. Join me for an incredible new season of the podcast. And keep on coding.
Season 4 is airing now. Subscribe to Command Line Heroes today, wherever you get your podcasts.
I was in biomedical engineering, and I dropped out because I didn't like it. I was in a place where I wasn't feeling motivated. I was like super sad and all. And trying to decide what I wanted to study, I found design, and it was a very good choice.
This episode of the Women in Tech podcast is a Red Bull Basement University special edition. In this series, you'll hear from both students and mentors of the program.
One word I would describe Red Bull Basement University with is challenging.
Top thing that I've learned is how to collaborate with other people and how to network and learn from everything that you are going through.
I would describe it as exciting.
From Red Bull Basement University, the biggest thing I learned is how to collaborate with other people and to have a strong teamwork.
Red Bull Basement University is, to me, an incredible once-in-a-lifetime opportunity that I'm very grateful to be part of.
If you too want to connect and collaborate with more incredible women in tech, remember you can go to the Women in Tech Facebook group at womenintechvip.com. That's womenintechvip.com.
We would not be able to support and celebrate women in tech around the world if it weren't for you. Thank you so much for being a listener and a fan of the show. To contribute and donate, simply go to womenintech.fm on the upper right-hand side and click donate, which empowers us to continue celebrating women in tech around the world. Thank you for being a part of our journey. Celebrating women in tech around the world. So excited to be here at Red Bull Basement University. And we have our next guest. Hello.
Hi.
We just did the finals here at Red Bull Basement University. It was crazy.
Yeah,
you got to do your pitch. Before we start off on that, why don't you go ahead and tell everybody a little bit about who you are and what you do?
Yeah, my name is Bettina from Chile. I'm a fourth year design student.
And what brought you here to Red Bull Basement University?
Yeah, so we're doing this project, which is called Tengo Hambre. It means I'm hungry. And it's a marketplace for food because in our university, students make food at their homes and sell it in the university. And it has some problems and we're trying to fix them.
And to give everybody context, we are here on the finale day. You hear music below us. People are like parting away at the after party. We are back in a side room doing our best to share this story. So excited that we can make time for this. It's something that we didn't want to miss. I know we tried to do your interview yesterday. And so I used to live in Santiago myself.
Really?
Yeah. So I'm very, very, very stoked that you are on the podcast now. Have you ever been on a podcast before?
No, not really.
This is your first one.
Yeah.
First of many. And was this your first time pitching?
In my career, I have to do a lot of presentations for the projects that I do every semester. So it's not like my first time presenting, but not something so short as a pitch.
Right.
What I normally do. You have so much explaining to
yeah.
do, so it's very long. Yeah.
And your app is called Tengo Hambre,
yes.
right? Okay. And what's it about?
It's a place where students can put their products that they made, like their food, in the app so other people can buy them. So the students cook food at their homes. I know it's not something that happens in many other places.
Like right.
We did some research and it's a few places in Latin America and maybe South Africa or something like that. So yeah, that's on the seller's part. And the buyers, the dining halls don't offer a lot of food. The lines are huge. So we're trying to get the students to be able to find food faster and easier. You can also search by category. So I am vegetarian and I can't find vegetarian food at the dining hall. So I can search for vegetarian food. If someone is selling, that I will find them.
And how did you discover this program?
So our other teammate, there's two of us here, and
right.
there's one back in Chile, who is actually the founder of the entire project.
The founder couldn't make it.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, she couldn't make it. She's a computer engineer. So she has a group with a lot of computer engineers from my university, and they share a lot of things, like opportunities and stuff. And she was like, oh, we should participate in this. Like, let's make a video and all that stuff. And we participated.
And what has been your biggest takeaway from your experience here?
Oh, meeting all the people, I think, getting contacts, most of it. I mean, and also the fun of the whole experience. I think I learned a lot. I got to practice a lot of how to talk in public, trying not to get nervous. Like, I think talking here in front of all these people and also in a language that I don't speak, I actually got less nervous than speaking to my professors in university in Spanish, something I speak every day. I've had happen before in university. My mind went blank,
yeah,
and I can't speak. But here, I think it didn't happen. Like, it was weird. I think I was very prepared here.
Yeah.
And I also knew the project so much. Like, I've been working on it since, like, June, maybe? Yeah.
And so, what is your role in the company?
I'm the UI and UX designer. I designed the whole visuals of everything, actually, like logo, the colors, how people see the app.
Yeah.
That's what I did.
When did you start studying UX design?
I mean, in general, I started in 2017.
And what inspired you to start studying design?
So I graduated from school in 2013 and then got into engineering. I studied engineering for 3 years. I was in biomedical engineering. And I dropped out because I didn't like it. Yeah, I was in a place where I, like, wasn't feeling motivated. I was, like, super sad and all. And trying to decide what I wanted to study, I found design. And it was a very good choice. Like, I don't regret it at all. And I'm actually just finished 3 years. So I'm studying design for longer than I did engineering.
Yeah.
And I feel much different.
And what's one huge obstacle that you've overcome? And how did you overcome it in your career?
I think one of the most important things in engineering, you have to think like in a box.
Yeah.
Like, it's all so, I don't know how to say it in English, but like a square. You think in a square.
Yeah.
Like everything is
confined.
So like straight and like it is one thing and it's that. Like it's math. Like, there's no other answer.
Totally.
And in design, I've had to be more creative. That is one of the most difficult things I've had to do, like try to think outside the box and try to look at all the other choices that you have. Yeah, there's not one right answer.
And sometimes I guess it feels a little risky, like which one should I go
definitely.
With? What kind of guidance do you use to help make a decision?
I think I rely the most on opinions from others, like my friends.
Yeah.
They go through the same stuff that I do in every like class. So they know like the same stuff that I do. So yeah.
What is the best piece of advice that you've ever gotten?
Oh, that's so hard. It's a very difficult question. Go with your guts. It's always the best. I've had it happen where I think we're going to do it my way because I know it is my way.
Yeah.
And the professors were like, no, you can't do it. You will fail. Like, we will fail that class. And I stuck to my gut. And we did so good. And, like, the teachers were like, oh, congratulations. Like, you, how to say it in English, but you shut us up.
Yeah.
Like, just follow your gut. Sometimes it's right and sometimes it's not, but it's worth the risk, I think.
Yeah, as long as you take a step forward, that's all that matters. And it doesn't mean you can't like reverse your step later if you need
to. Yeah, you're always going to be making mistakes.
Yeah.
The thing is that you have to trust what you know and what you think is right. And
one thing that they said a lot was that making mistakes is a part of success.
Yes, definitely.
They said that a lot today in the keynotes. What's one word you would use to describe Red Bull Basement University?
Encouragement, maybe? Yeah, I think.
Encouragement?
Yes. A lot of what they said to us these last 3 or 4 days was, don't be afraid to make mistakes. You can do it. Like, we're here for you. We're going to cheer you up every time you make a mistake. Not them specifically, but everyone. You're always going to have someone that that they're going to say to you, it's okay. Like, you can do it.
I love it. When did you first come into the world of technology or startups? Like, when did you first recognize you had an interest? Were you a little girl or was it later when you started to go through your design education? When was that first spark of this is a world I'm going to want to get to know more about?
I've always been very connected with technology. My mom always said, like, you're always on your phone and whatever. But I really like the digital world. Like, I think it connects a lot of people. I've always liked it. And I think it's
something that I like a lot, like being able to connect to so many people with a small thing you have in your in your pocket. Yeah, I think that is what I like the most.
And where can people find you online, speaking of being connected with the internet? Should they email or LinkedIn or Twitter or
email,
Instagram?
I have an Instagram too.
And can you spell your user handle and your name for everybody?
B-E-T-I-N-A-H-I-P. That's my name.
That on Instagram?
On Instagram. Yeah.
And how about for LinkedIn, same?
I don't really have a LinkedIn.
Oh, you don't do LinkedIn.
I will like, I want to have a website because I need to do my portfolio.
Yeah.
That will come soon because I need to start having internships and all that.
No rush.
All that stuff. So I need to get my website.
No rush.
I haven't done it yet.
Oh, I have one more question. I forgot. What's your favorite tech tool? Hardware, app, website, mobile app?
I use Instagram a lot, but...
That counts. Instagram counts.
Yeah. Also Reddit. I love Reddit.
Reddit?
Yeah.
How somebody who's new to Reddit... Because Reddit is such an important website, especially for the tech world. But Reddit can be kind of overwhelming. Mm-hmm. So someone that's brand new to Reddit, what would you say are the first steps into entering the Reddit world?
What I started doing was like searching for what I enjoy the best. I'm subscribed to a lot of TV shows and like, I don't know, even comic books. Like I search for comic books in Reddit app. And just search for something you like. And anything you can think of, they've had a discussion on it. And you can find so much information. I think it's a very useful tool. So anything specific that you like, you can find it on Reddit and then start from there.
Can you describe what Reddit is for everybody? I just kind of, right there, I made the assumption that everybody knew. But like, as I said, it's an important site, especially in the tech world. What is Reddit and why is it important?
So Reddit is... basically like
it's hard to describe, right?
Yeah,
it's like a bunch of chat forums.
Yes. What I like the most about Reddit is that you can ask anything and most of the time someone will answer it and they will give you like a very complete answer. So if you need advice for like an entrepreneurship that you're doing or something, there will be someone who has experience on it that will answer to you. So it's very good to try to get advice.
Thank you so much. Is there anything that you wanted to share that we haven't shared?
I can't really think of anything else.
You're good? It's been a long day. You've gone through, what is it, 4 days now? Four,
I think so.
Grueling days of education and connecting and networking and pitching and a lot of sleepless nights. And it's been very exciting. I'm so glad we were able to make this happen, to connect and collaborate further with amazing women in tech around the world. Remember, go to the Women in Tech Facebook group at womenintechvip.com. That's womenintechvip.com. Takes you straight there. Say hello on social at Women in Tech Show, on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook. I will see you guys, talk to you guys, hear you guys in the next episode. Bye.
Bye. This is Bettina Heap. I'm the UI designer of Tengo Hambre, which is a food marketplace for university students where they can search for the best option for their food and also help students who also sell food. And you're listening to Women in Tech.
If you too want to connect and collaborate with more incredible women in tech, remember you can go to the Women in Tech Facebook group at womenintechvip.com. That's womenintechvip.com.
We're so proud of what we've created with the Women in Tech podcast. To support us in our journey to celebrating women in tech around the world, go to womenintech.fm and click on the donation link on the right side of the page. That's womenintech.fm. The donation link is the top right side of the page. We really appreciate you being a part of our journey, and we look forward to celebrating so many more women to come.
The Women in Tech podcast is hosted and produced by me, Esprit Devora.
With help from Janice Geronimo.
Edited by Adam Carroll.
Show notes by Carl Marty.
And music from Jay Huffman Live and Epidemic Sound. The Women in Tech podcast is a WeAreTech.fm production.